Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Sports are happening. Remember that guy? The guy was doing football play-by-play from Finland?
Yeah. With the canary.
Right.
Where the chicken pee from.
Right. Sports are happening.
Sports are happening.
Yes. A whole bunch of sports happening right
about now. Oh, my goodness.
Everything. The intersection of sports.
Too much to take.
No joke.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I want February back. I'm outstanding. Play that damn country music, Martin. Charlie Martin. Where y'all at? Play it, Mets fans.
Oh, Charlie Morton?
Morton, whatever his damn name is. Get out of here. Play it.
I didn't think he pitched all that badly.
He didn't. Play it. Play it. Oh, silence this morning. Mm-hmm. Silence is
deafening. You got to win. Yeah. What are you angry about?
No. I'm not angry. I'm just wondering where the
music like
is.
Sounds like it.
Oh, don't try to flip it.
Hey, Mike.
You know what?
You better check your anger toolbox.
That is not anger. Is not anger.
What is it?
Requesting a song.
Nah,
I don't hear it.
We lost. We weren't allowed.
It was nonstop yesterday.
We got calls from CBS lawyers yesterday saying we can't play it anymore.
Again?
Yeah.
They call all the time.
I know.
Why don't they check in on Ezekiel Elliott? Leave us alone.
We don't matter until we do. That's what I always say. It's...
But you're right. He didn't pitch that bad.
Well, that Todd Frazier home run is... And I've seen a lot of baseball in my 35 years. You've seen more baseball in your 65 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll go with that.
I don't think I've ever seen a home run swing like that in my life. Now, I have seen a broken bat home run. I've seen that, which is crazy. But I don't think I've ever seen a guy flail at a pitch on the outer half of the plate one-handed, like he's just trying to make contact and drop it in front of the right fielder, and then the ball go out. And that's exactly what Todd Frazier did. And that was that exhale moment for the Yankees, because they couldn't hit a lion in the mane with a bucket of cheese puffs, like you say, all the time. So, you know, they couldn't. They had troubles hitting, and then all of a sudden...
Troubles hitting?
They did, and then all of a sudden, of course, that was that moment like, hey, we could do it still. We could do it.
It's been problematic. You are correct, sir. And you have a little dribbles, the little hit by Castro, mm-hmm. and then you had the little dink and dunk hit by Hicks.
Well, that's why I said about Charlie Morton. Yeah. And we joke around yesterday, but honestly, I didn't think he pitched that poorly.
He didn't.
And he didn't give up the 3-run homer either to Aaron Judge.
No.
He was out of the game for that one.
The hits he gave up were those little dribbles, man. That was it. And then you had Didi Gregorius. He bunted on, which was great, put the shift in. So he bunted and got on. So you're right. He didn't pitch that poorly. That reminded me, it was when A.J. Burnett was a Yankee. I believe it was they were playing the Rays, and some little bitty dude hit home run, and just reading his lip, like, that little motherfucker did the same thing, hit one to right field there at a short porch, and A.J. couldn't believe it, just like Morton or any of the Astro players or fans could believe it. I couldn't believe that ball got out like it did. They need to check that ball. I mean, are you serious? That ball is carrying that far? But you never know with the wind there and the gut. I don't know what happened. There was just a vacuum that was heading that way, and it just sucked that ball over the fence.
Because
there's no way no reason, no rationale why that ball should have gone over the fence. But it did, and it was the catalyst for a big night for the offense of the Yankees. Still some guys need to get involved, like Gary Sanchez, but you got Judge back involved, and it was a great night at the plate for the Yankees.
Yeah, without a doubt, and they needed that for sure to believe that they could still hit the baseball, and they certainly did as they break out in a huge way. And you see a lot of people complaining about the short porch at Yankee Stadium, how that shouldn't be a home run. You know, but with baseball, that's one of the things that's really cool about it, is there's not any place that's exactly the same.
Yep.
And it's not like they moved the fence in last night. It's been like that since they opened the place. So you know that going in, that there is a chance that a ball like that could get out. Or there is a chance that if the wind's blowing right and a lefty pops a ball up that would normally be a can of corn in one stadium, it might go out in Yankee Stadium. So it's not some sort of surprise that that's the deal. So I can't stand when people complain about that and say, oh, this is so, it's so cheap, that home run shouldn't have happened. If anything, just be in awe of that. That Todd Frazier could actually hit a home run like that in Yankee Stadium. It's not like they, you know, when the Yankees are up, they move defenses in, and when the Astros are up, they move them back. You know, it's the same thing for everybody.
Right, and you have a left right field porch there in the Minute Maid Park.
Crawford boxes, whatever they call them.
Yeah,
right?
where you know it's not too deep going to right field there, and that's what makes baseball so unique. All these different dimensions across the landscape, as far as the baseball parks are concerned, and you don't want the cookie cutter stadiums. I grew up watching these guys play in a lot of stadiums, but this is what makes it so different. And then you cater when you're putting a team together. You cater to a guy's strengths, and whether it's a pitcher or batter. I think he can benefit from this porch, or he can benefit from these dimensions. A pitcher can benefit from a certain stadium, and you know, when you look at the Rocky Stadium, that's more about the atmosphere there. That's not a pitcher's haven because the ball just jumps out of that park because of the altitude. But that's ridiculous to start complaining about the dimensions now. That's a fool's errand.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of Yankee haters, and I've been one of them, but I also respect what they do as well.
On the flip side, the Astros hit some deep balls to straight center,
yeah.
And certain parks, those are home runs.
Yep. No, it's true, and you definitely have a series now, there's no doubt, and for our own personal viewing pleasure, we like the fact that there's going to be some 5 o'clock Eastern time first
yes.
pitches. The next couple of games.
That is true, but there was one negative for Yankees fans. It's still Dellin Betances. What are you doing?
Yeah, he's...
What is wrong with
feast
you,
or famine, and it's mostly famine
it's
for
famine
him.
Been famine here lately. Yeah, what the... He can't get right.
Well, he's... You know, I heard... I don't know if it was David Cone. It was somebody on one of the guys on the broadcast. I think it might have been David Cone. It was a regular season game on the Yankees broadcast on YES, and he said that, you know, guys that big... All it takes is just a little bit with their mechanics to throw them completely off. And that's what's going on with him, is just inconsistency with his mechanics. He believes that more than even a mental thing, which is what you'd be thinking now with all these appearances where he hasn't been good and someone who should be dominant, and he's not. So
that's the yips.
Yeah, that's something that it's just... You know, inevitably, the Yankees are going to be in another game
yep.
where they don't want to bring in Chapman for 6 outs. Dellin Betances is there, and Joe Girardi's got to make the decision.
Right.
What the hell do I do? Now, if Robertson has enough rest, he's got to be your 8th inning guy now. I mean, he can't.
I would agree.
You can't trust Dellin Betances in the 8th inning. But
well, you're hoping to get through 6th and 7th inning, you bring our 6th and 7th inning. If you can't get
Chad
through 6th,
Green.
Bring in Green, and then it's going to be David Robertson, and then it would be Chapman, who's pitching much, much better. Betances is going to be the guy left out, and they're giving him ample opportunities to right himself, and he just can't seem to get right.
Yeah, but definitely something to think about the next couple of games. But this was just so important for the Yankees, especially offensively. And someone who's gotten lost in the mix over this playoff run for the Yankees, because it's been all about the young guys and the new Yankees and the baby bombers, is CC Sabathia. Could he be any better than he's been? I mean, even in the game that the Yankees lost that he started, which was that Friday night game, that ended up being that crazy Joe Girardi non-challenge game. But even then, I mean, the guy wasn't bad. And then he comes out. You trust him in game five of that series. Yep. He's fine. Here, after a couple of losses, if you look at his record after losses, the guy's been unbelievable. He does it again last night. And the Astros, yeah, they're up 2-1 in this series. But you know, there were major concerns about the Yankee offense. But let's not forget that the Astro offense has not been the Astro offense this series.
No, they've shut them down. After all the runs they scored versus Boston, I believe the first two ball games was at least 8 runs in those first two wins over Boston. Of course, they lost game 3 and then closed out the series in the next ball game. But, yeah, the Yankees have only allowed, what, 5 runs up to this point? 1 last night and 2 in the first two ball games there at home. So they have pitched. And it's funny you mentioned that because I was thinking, man, this lineup, they're deadly, you know, top to bottom. And I was, wait, this is prior to the game last night. Well, check yourself, man. You've only given these cats 4 runs. So the pitching has been stellar for the Yankees, and it's been the defense that's been the problem. It's been the bats that's been the problem. And then again last night, they give him 1 run. They shouldn't have gotten that run if Betances comes in and pitches like he's capable of pitching. And so the pitching is dynamite. I'm somewhat concerned with Sonny Gray taking the bump tonight.
Yeah.
It's been a while since he's pitched, but he is not, as I said, heading into that his last stint versus the Indians, that this guy has not been that stellar since he came over to the Yankees.
Yeah, how has he done at Yankee Stadium? Is he one of those split guys where because I know Tanaka's so much better at home than he is on the road. Since coming over, I'd like to look at his splits to see. Because I think I remember him being better at Yankee Stadium as well. But I
think he has made it to the sixth inning maybe once or twice since he came over prior to the trade deadline. And that's not good enough. You're talking to a guy who's at one point the ace of the staff there with the Oakland A's and came into the league with a lot of fanfare, and deservedly so. Big-time draft pick out of Vanderbilt. And the guy was lights out. No one could figure him out. Then he's been dealt blows with injuries. But he's not the same Sonny Gray that entered the league.
Yeah, and McCullers on the mound for the Astros tonight. Someone who's dealt with injuries in his career, but when he's on, he is very, very good. So you also have the Dodgers and the Cubs in Game 3 tonight. After you have what you would hope would be a result in the Yankee game, because if it's not the Yankee-Astro game, because then you're talking about over 4 hours of baseball at that point. And yesterday, Joe Maddon was talking about the decision not to pitch Wade Davis.
Was he referencing Jim McElwain?
No, I don't believe
no?
so.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, this is Joe Maddon doing Joe Maddon when discussing this decision to bring in Lackey instead of Davis once again.
When a guy's throwing too much, it's very important to not dry hump him, as the saying goes. Get him up and then put him back down and then bring him back in later. So I wasn't going to do that.
Well, I mean, I would agree with that. Yeah, you know, maybe bring him back later. Doesn't that
as the saying
help the
goes?
Situation? Yeah, there are a lot of sayings in baseball we're not privy to.
What is that saying? I've never heard that saying in baseball.
Dry hump him, as the saying goes.
Just like we're not familiar with a lot of these unwritten rules in baseball, I'm sure there are a lot of sayings that go on in the dugout that we're not privy to as well.
Yeah, well, that's
that's a new one. Dry hump him.
Yeah, that made Twitter go crazy yesterday.
So wrong.
Because
were they getting on him?
No. Just the quote was going everywhere. I mean, I saw the words dry and hump next to each other more than I've ever seen them before in my life.
Yeah.
Dry hump him, as the saying goes.
That's what guests do to us sometimes.
Yeah,
they
that is true.
Dry hump us.
Yeah.
Get us all.
And then
ready
nothing's
for
nothing.
Yeah,
for nothing, really.
They don't show up.
That has happened before.
Hey, cool, man. Don't dry hump us. That's what you have to start telling the guests, Mikey B, when you book them.
Yeah,
hey,
please don't dry hump us in this situation.
Yeah, no dry humping here on Gio and
Exactly.
Jones.
Exactly.
Go all the way.
Right. All the way.
All the way.
Hopefully Bernie Kosar doesn't dry hump us at 8:25.
Oh, no. He's got a book to push, right?
Yeah, right. He won't. Yeah. He'll definitely. There won't be no dry
hump. All the way.
We go all the way here.
I got to sell these books, man. Dry humping.
Right. And we've got NBA basketball tonight. Is this not unbelievable?
Well, you said sports.
Sports are happening.
They are happening.
Sports are definitely happening. And I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready. I don't want it. I don't. And I like the NBA. I don't want the NBA tonight.
Really?
Just stay away. I don't want. I mean, give me. It's just there's only 4 months of an offseason, and it felt like there was no offseason.
Yeah.
Because of all the stuff that happened. I'll get into it once it starts. But, I mean, I'm just like, I'm consuming so much other stuff. I mean, even last night, we'll talk about the game next, but last night I'm watching that game, see if Mariota's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got the baseball game on. If you're into hockey, you got that.
No.
There's just stuff that's going on. I mean, stay away. And I know they're starting the season earlier, so they have no 3 and 4 nights, and they're going to limit the back-to-backs and all of that stuff.
Because usually it starts right at the
Halloween, a little bit earlier, yeah.
First week of November.
No, it's usually in late October, right? It's usually like the last week of October. And now it's, I mean, what's today?
Today is the 17th?
17th.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Stay away, man.
So October all the way to June. Man, it's a long season.
It is. Even Mikey B, who's an NBA sycophant, I think is a little bit thrown off by this thing.
Yeah, I was. Tomorrow sounds fun for my team, but yeah. It's early.
It's like
it really
being back in school. You know, you got 3 or 4 months off.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like being back in school.
I know. Well,
but get paid hundreds of millions of dollars to go to school. So fly around on private jets.
Right.
Sports are happening.
Sign me up for that school.
Yeah, too many sports are happening. But that's what we're here for, man, to take it all in. October, greatest sports month. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Monday night game from last night. And, yes, it was a matchup that didn't make a lot of people excited, but something very important happened. An Andrew Bogish update, and we're coming right back.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
You know the Todd Frazier, you know what he is? He grew up as?
Yankees fan.
Nope. Mm-mm. Red Sox fan.
No.
Yes.
Did he? Then he came over to the right side.
Red Sox fan.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Grew up hating the Yankees.
Mm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there he is. All sorts of hullabaloo around here yesterday because Charlie Morton said that he grew up listening to WFAN. And that audio got played everywhere.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't even know
he's
that.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was born in Jersey, grew up in Connecticut,
grew
or
up
reverse.
In Connecticut. No, wow. You got it right.
Yeah.
Born in Jersey.
Did you see this? We played this? Oh, thanks for this. I mean, there was a chain of emails. Like, everybody excited to play it.
It's my guy, man, Charlie Morton.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Love that guy.
Yeah, y'all should play his tunes more often. Yeah.
He pitched well, man.
About that.
Mm-hmm. He did.
But you know what? But
two
really,
innings he was in, he did.
Who needs game
Does Lance
three?
Lance McCullers have any music?
He raps.
Please play it.
Right. Yeah. He's Zydeco. Yeah. He's like a steel drum virtuoso.
But really, who needs game three of the ALCS when you had Titans Colts on Monday Night Football?
3rd and 5. Give it to Henry. Running to the left. He turns the corner. He's got the first down. Henry down the sidelines. 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans.
Mike Keith.
Oh, Mike.
Titans Radio.
Big Derek time.
Henry's 72-yard run followed Taywan Taylor's 53-yard catch, which broke a 22 all-time the fourth quarter in Nashville. The Titans, a 36-22 victory, improving to 3-3, which gets them even atop the AFC South with Houston and Jacksonville. Marcus Mariota was back from his strained left hamstring, throwing for 306 yards and that tie-breaking score. Another hearing this afternoon in court over Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game domestic violence suspension. The union seeking an emergency restraining order here in Manhattan so Elliott can play this weekend. The PA has asked for a ruling by 4 Eastern. The Raiders are signing former Niners linebacker Navarro Bowman. And Aaron Rodgers needs surgery for his broken right collarbone. Head coach Mike McCarthy sets the timetable for Rodgers' return.
He'll be out a minimum of a significant amount of time.
He'll be out at least for forever. So
a significant amount of time.
Now he went all Mike Tomlin on it.
Yeah, he did. He had a very interesting press conference yesterday, Mike McCarthy.
So now, reluctantly, here are the Yankees and Astros in the Bronx last night. The Houston collapse beginning with 3-run homers from Todd Frazier and Aaron Judge and 6 shutout innings from C.C. Sabathia.
Being home, you know, you feel comfortable, you know, coming, driving to the ballpark, you know, sleeping in your own bed. And, you know, I just wanted to come out and try to do everything I could to throw strikes and have a good performance.
You think he's driving himself to the ballpark?
So? Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
Him. Why not? You drive in this city. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Who wants to deal with
That's
that nonsense?
Yeah.
Driving through the Bronx by yourself? Stinks. Just want to relax. Be dealing with all the morons out there.
There was actually a dude last night in the general vicinity of Yankee Stadium walking around with a machete.
Apparently. Oh, really?
Yeah, just Heard that on the local news. Yeah,
what?
That's great.
Yeah, you know, just a Monday night stroll.
We're back in the DR.
Machete.
You're looking for Gio and his buddy.
That's right. Yeah, I did get robbed at Machete Point. For those who don't know that reference, that did happen to me. Yes, in Playa Bahabib.
Yeah. That's nice place.
Beautiful.
Guess who sleeps with a machete on their bed?
You.
Cooking and washing woman.
What?
I have no idea why. Why do you have a machete? Just get a gun.
Does this have anything to do with you?
No.
Okay.
Why would she
making sure.
Chop me up.
I don't know. I don't know.
Brian. So CC did
wait. So hold on. So she's got. I can't. We cannot just move on from this. So
it's a Dominican culture, I guess.
She's. I guess
what, are you
gonna
chop off the top of a coconut? What do you have a machete for? I'll buy you a gun.
Yeah.
Wait. So she goes hydrated to bed, and then she's got the machete. Is it in like a sleeve?
Yes.
Okay. So she's not gonna like
it's holstered.
It's holstered, baby.
So someone comes in,
she's gonna go all samurai on your ass.
Does she know? Like, did she go to a class?
I think the Dominicans, they're predisposed.
They just know they were out in the fields, like type of thing when they were younger.
Yeah. Dominican Knights or something.
This is amazing.
That's what I...
Has she ever had to use it? Has there ever been a situation in Puerto Plata where there's been a home invasion?
Trust me, I inquired. Like, is it this commonplace? Are you qualified to use this? I just left it alone. I just shake my head and walk away.
Excuse me, is this commonplace?
And she's sharpening it. Should you be having that? Yes.
You want a nail file instead? I mean, you need a machete.
What does her mother-in-law have? Or your mother-in-law?
I don't even chainsaw? Go in her room. I don't go in her room.
Hey, out there, how's your anger toolbox?
Like exactly.
That's in her anger toolbox. Yeah.
Her pops did shoot a cat a couple Christmas ago.
Really?
Yeah.
What? The store is open today, huh?
They're leaving our home, and her brother got into a little fender bender.
Yeah.
And the pops is following in his car. He gets out and shoots the guy.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
That was not a good decision by him.
And so they're trying to reach us, and we're up in the hills and knocked out from drinking and partying all day. And
what a Brian Jones story.
Finally, they get to about 3 in the morning, we have to go down to the jail. I was like, I grew up dealing with jails. I don't want to have to deal with them now.
You had to bail them out.
Yeah.
A lot of money?
No.
Wasn't that bad?
No, it wasn't that bad. But still, it's like, wow. You shot the dude? She's a little fender bender, man. Really? Wow. Pow. Take that. Okay. You're crazy.
It's family.
Yeah, man. You can't make this up.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's like,
what's his name?
Pops?
Yeah, just the first name.
Lewis.
Yeah. Come on, Lewis, dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing you. Lewis, what you doing, Lewis?
You have to shoot him? Really?
like you all gypsy going down to a Dominican jail. Lewis, man, you serious? You shot the dog? Over this, man.
A fender bender, man.
Now I know why your daughter got that machete up in her
bag. Make sure you check that anger out there, okay?
Yeah, they should be the first ones to view the show.
Wow.
The Peraltas.
Hey!
This was made for you.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Right, I mean, we've known you now for almost 3 full years. Uh-huh. This is a top-line life story. My father-in-law shot a guy over a fender bender that had to bail him out of jail, and it just only now pops out of your head because you've had so much other crazy you know what go on in your life.
Yeah, I've always said
that. There you
go. There's still other stuff.
Who
what's
knows?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still stuff in there that we don't know about that
True.
Could be the greatest thing we've ever heard.
Something will trigger it someday. Yeah. Like your machete talk.
Yeah, thank God I said that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
and hopefully they apprehended the dudes walking around with a machete.
They might have hit him with a police van.
I mean, you see that all the time in the DR, though. You know, these guys chopping weeds or whatever. And the security guard has a machete. He either has a sawed-off shotgun or a machete.
Yeah, no, at the hotel gate when I went down there in Santo Domingo. A guy with a big old automatic weapon. It's like, oh, this is where we're staying.
Yeah.
This is nice.
It'll be safe.
Coop has a nail file downstairs just in case.
Yeah, Coop.
Man, you won't believe this hoon. They gave me a gun.
Yeah, hear that hoon?
Oh, look at this.
They should never, ever.
He's just down in the lobby.
Oh, man, hoon. Check this out.
I'm going to get my father-in-law a job here.
He's probably a hell of a lot better than a security guard.
You bust a cap in your head.
I mean...
You're not on the list. Say something else. Pow! You didn't hear that?
All right.
Trigger something else, well, bogus.
I couldn't tell you where we were. The Yankees beat the Astros last night 8-1. So now Houston's lead is 2-1. Game 4 is at 5:08 Eastern today. Then Game 3 for the Cubs and Dodgers. LA taking a 2-0 lead to Wrigley. The San Antonio Spurs and LaMarcus Aldridge have agreed on a 3-year extension. That'll be worth $72.3 million. Louisville fired Rick Pitino for cause yesterday for the basketball program's involvement with the federal investigation of bribery and corruption. Pitino was owed $44 million through 2026. Adidas has also ended its personal services deal with him. Tiger Woods cleared for full golf activities, but he will continue to take his recovery as slowly as possible. Tiger's camp says they have no plans yet for a return to tournament play.
What was that?
It was just a sound that I made.
That means I'm going to wait. I'm going to get my dinner from you.
Yeah, okay. Cleared for golf activities.
Looked great.
Yeah.
Looked wonderful. Nice swing.
Yeah,
wasn't nice forced. Swing. It was fluid.
Pain-free.
Ball went
pain
straight. Free. Yeah, he didn't kill over.
He's just going to have an arm go out of a socket on a drive. I'm going to have to pop it back in.
Knee didn't pop out. Glutes didn't shut off.
Everything's activated, Greg.
Dude,
don't be a hater.
Everything finished. You said was intelligible.
Dude's finished. Oh, man. By the way, I won't say where this came from, but it's very true. Someone just told me, now I know why you didn't get a divorce. Because Luis Peralta would come for that ass. I mean, this is why you bought that palatial estate for Carmen and your estranged wife. Because if Luis is shooting people over fender benders, then God knows what he's going to do to you.
Come on, man. All right. Come on, Louis. Okay, cool. I'm going to get our house. Okay, this
is big enough. Oh, my goodness. That is just amazing. We love you, Louis, by the way.
Yes.
You're great. You're a great man, Louis.
Yeah, right. Louis.
Seriously. Yeah. All big fans. Yeah. Sure, he deserved it.
Yeah, that guy.
I need to totally him up here. You can't bring your gun with you, though, dog, okay?
Coop versus Louis Peralta.
I said use a middle turnstile. Where you going? Showdown on Hudson Avenue.
I just like them because
Who speaks better English, Lewis or Cooper? Are you done yet?
I might as well be.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, bogus.
Somebody got to lose or win, right?
Right. Could be a tie, Coop. Ever think of that? Huh? Mind blower. All right. Last night, not the greatest matchup in the world on Monday Night Football, but Marcus Mariota was back, and he played, and he didn't run around because he has that injured hamstring. And this was one of the first times I've ever seen a guy completely change the way he plays based on an injury and play well. I mean, he did. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't move around at all. There actually was a pretty good graphic on Monday Night Football where John Gruden was illustrating this. It basically placed like a little circle on the field and saw that Mariota was not moving at all from that. And I thought that that was significant. And I also think that, you know, with him back and this team, the way it's constructed in that AFC South, that they're probably the best equipped to win the division. Now, the Jaguars are just so up and down, and yeah, their defense can be great at times, but I just can't trust them. This team right here, I mean, I could trust, and there's a lot of 3-3 teams in that division. I do like the Titans better than most, and I needed to see Mario to come back. He did. He's only going to get better from here unless he suffers a setback.
That is true. That was pretty entertaining, just to say the least. A lot of scoring going on in the ball game. But, yeah, you have to adjust. You have a lower extremity injury, and you've got the brace on, so you got to adjust your game. And we've always known that he could throw from within the pocket. Now, does it take element of his game away? Sure it does. Still, he was able to move around, and he's always had a great arm. So not surprised at that whatsoever.
So also in this game, on the other side of things, with the Colts, Jacoby Brissett, even in a loss, I mean, this guy is –
he's pretty good. Like, he's better than I ever expected him to be. You saw him a little bit last year with the Patriots, and he was fine, but you just thought that was a Patriots thing. And now he's been there for 6 weeks now, and he's just been good. I mean, he makes really good throws. There was a point last night on a drive where, I mean, he was just – it was humming it. And he's got velocity on his throws. They're accurate. He's confident. He knows where guys are going to be. It's maybe I'm setting the bar a little bit too low for him, but, you know, when Andrew Luck comes back, there might be an opportunity for the Colts to trade him and get a significant
pick
back.
Thank you. That's exactly what I think they're expecting. And when he comes back, Andrew Luck, you hang on to Brissett as long as you can, and then if you during the offseason – there are a lot of suitors, and I can imagine there will be. Or maybe they keep him. Maybe they lock him up and say, hey, we need a security blanket, an insurance policy, if you will, in case Luck goes down again. So they have the luxury of having Luck and Brissett, and you know, either he's on the trading block and can garner a lot of draft picks or players, or you hold on to him and you have someone that you have confidence that can step in if something goes awry with your starter.
Yeah, and you probably do want to have a legitimate backup with Andrew Luck and his injury history, because, I mean, it's a throwing arm problem that he's got.
Yeah.
So that's not something to mess around with. You want a capable backup. But people are going to come calling for Jacoby Brissett, because I really do think he has proven to be a legit starter, especially in the NFL today, where there's a lot of bad quarterback play. And yep, he's definitely better than some of that bad quarterback play. All right, coming up next, could we see one of the oddest men in sports on the move to a new job soon? Coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I just saw a story where a guy, he sued a police department. They thought they had found crystal meth in his car on the dashboard.
Yeah.
It was flakes from a donut.
Really?
Yes.
Donut flakes.
Yes.
Get out
How about
of here.
That?
Was it like a coconut on the donut?
I think it was just like glazed donuts. And they thought it was crystal meth.
Black guy?
I don't recall what the race was. No. Black folks don't do meth. Just crack.
Well, I didn't
do
know.
They? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Todos los días.
I don't know what any of it means. But
Los Pepes. Don Gilberto.
Mucho mujeres.
This is the theme song to Narcos, if you don't know.
Agent Peña. We have a very important meeting back at the Estados Unidos.
With Luis.
with Luis Peralta. We must hire this man. His impulse decision-making needs some improvement, but outside of that, his skill with a weapon is unmatched.
Very good shot.
Todos los días.
What does todos los días mean? Like every day, I think? There's a word that they use every time. Do you know what it means? You're half Puerto Rican. You don't know what todos los días means?
You know he doesn't embrace his Puerto Rican heritage. He doesn't even care about it. He's white.
Only on the only when it can help you out on taxes and stuff.
He's white, man.
Every day. Every day. It does mean every day. Good. There's a word that they say a lot that I know is a curse word that I can't say. But every time, that's the one say the most in the house.
Yeah, you can't say that one.
Can't say that one. Even here on the air, I can't say. You can't. You can't do that. I've learned this. If you ever take the test that they send you an email, see, you can't do that. I just told you can't do that.
Oh, I thought you said do it.
No, I didn't say do. I don't know what that means. Did you dump that just in case?
Yeah, I had no idea what it means. I'm not going to take a chance.
It is true. He just
eat some aspirin.
No.
Stop!
That wasn't. He just made that up.
That's pig Latin.
Right.
Hey, stop!
Yeah, this stuff. Yeah, I know. Pete's in there.
No idea what that means.
For as much as Pete hates his job, he really doesn't want to lose it.
Speaking of tongues,
it is amazing. Yeah.
I'm trying to help you out, you're man. Right, dude. Get you out of your misery.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hope you choose the brakes that are exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermal Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
You remember the baseball player, speaking of curse words you can't say, remember the baseball player for the Blue Jays had it written on his eye black? The little eye black patches?
That's
right. And in a minute, they call each other that particular term all the damn time. Right. I use it a lot.
Do you?
As well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote it on his eye black patches.
Yeah, yeah, that I do remember that. Yep. Be a little bit of a controversy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a little bit.
The Moose. Gets a new job.
Bill
Moose.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a cow. I don't know what sound moose
makes. You can go moose. The just moose. They're not booing. They're saying Bill Moose.
Right. They're in Nebraska.
Yeah, he gets the AD job at Nebraska coming over from Washington State. So the next natural, not that I know much about Bill Moose and his ability to run an athletic department. Best of luck, Bill. But one thing that is interesting is you think there's probably going to be a new coach over there, too, for a couple of reasons. And Mike Leach, outside of this past weekend, has had a lot of success there at Washington State. You would assume that Bill Moose would love to continue to work with Mike Leach. They seem to have had a pretty good relationship. Does that mean that Mike Leach and his enigmatic personality will be traveling east and stopping at Nebraska?
I don't believe so as we sit here today.
Jones Mike, on the phones?
Mike Leach has said that he's happy where he is. And, yes, he and Bill Moose had a great relationship from the recruitment of Mike Leach and until now this year, you know, having a fabulous season. Did have a misstep last week versus Cal, but Mike Leach is saying he's perfectly happy there, and he has a great relationship with the president of the university as well, Kirk Schultz, I believe is his name, and he wants to have a hand, though, in picking who his boss will be. Mm. That'll be interesting to see if they allow that. Now, Schultz, the president, will serve as the chairman of their search committee, and I don't know if Mike Leach is going to have a hand in that. What if all the coaches there at Washington State say, well, we want to be part of the search committee and part of the decision-making process as well to choose our next boss. And so I don't know if that's going to fly. And then who knows what happens once Bill Moose gets to Nebraska and Mike Riley, does he hang on to his gig? Doesn't look like that's likely. And now with the opening back at Oregon State, do they say, hey, man, come home a third time? Remember, he was there, then he went to San Diego Chargers, NFL, and then he went back to Oregon State, and now Nebraska, of course. So I think there will continue to be a little shifts here and there, but I think Mike Leach, for the foreseeable future, is going to stay at Washington State.
Yeah, I wonder who is the right choice to be the next coach at Nebraska. I feel like they're continuing to search for...
We know who it is. Even though Bill Moose is not one of their own, you know Scott Frost has to be first on that list. What he's been able to do there at UCF, a big one this week versus Navy, even though Navy's coming off a loss, but it's Scott Frost. He's turned UCF around, team that didn't win a damn game 2 years ago, 6-7 a year ago, now sitting there undefeated.
You ever see that thing they do there at UCF?
What thing?
They all jump into a puddle of some sort.
The football team or the
students and they before the game. They
jump into a puddle?
Some giant body of water chasing after rubber ducks. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Yeah, I saw it on ESPN over the weekend.
So they go to the game all wet?
I don't know if it's before the game. It's a bizarre event. It's 10,000 people descending upon a small body of water, like attacking one another to get rubber ducks.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The money in the duck?
No. There's nothing in the duck but pride. Hmm. So...
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is.
That's
certainly
a huge campus.
Yeah.
I think they have about 55,000 students.
Better right now, UCF or USF?
Better right now, both. And they're heading for each other.
Yeah.
Both are undefeated. UCF hasn't struggled as USF did early on in the season. Look like they've hit their stride now with Quentin Flowers and a new offense under Sterling Gilbert. But both hopefully can stay undefeated, and then we'll have a big mashup at the end of the year when they hook up.
Dinner on Houston Nut.
Yeah, always.
Well, even more so now because Ole Miss and Houston Nut reaching a settlement on the lawsuit that he filed. And I would imagine that he's going to get a little bit of money out of this thing.
Well, it's undisclosed what he's going to receive, but he did get also
what he wanted.
He got an apology, and he got them to correct the record. And you know, they've been blaming a lot of these infractions that they've incurred there on Houston, not least
money.
The previous head coach it was doing that, and others in that athletic department. So he got exactly what he wanted,
and some money
and some loot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good. How much money do you think it is? He ask him that?
No, it's none of my business.
Well, it's fun to know, though. It's interesting. You'd be curious to know, wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't be curious at all to know how much money you got out of this thing?
No.
I would be curious. Am I the only one? Wouldn't you be?
Of course.
Wouldn't you be curious? I don't know. It's fascinating to me. How much money you got? You sued the school. How much money you got? If I ever want to sue a school, now I know. And I could sue Hofstra for misspelling my name on their website. I could do that.
No, I have...
That is sort of defamation, if you think about it.
That's defamation?
Yeah.
No, what they did to Houston Nut was defamation.
No, I'm talking about me and the website.
They were praising you.
No, they weren't. They weren't praising me. They were praising somebody else's name.
Claiming you and praising you.
I might have to look into the lawsuit. I don't know.
All right.
False advertising.
It is. At least that. It's at least false advertising.
In their effort to claim one of their own and praise one of their own,
right?
They misspelled your name.
Ask him how much money. Ask him and say it's from me.
Ask
Houston Nut. Say, yeah, my partner. I don't want to know. He's just crazy.
Yeah.
He wants to know. I mean, he'd tell you. You guys are buddies.
I don't want to know that man's business.
Yes, you do. That's a lie.
I just told you I do not.
Yeah, you do. You know, you might not ask because it's the right thing to do not to ask.
No.
But you want to know.
I do not want to know. When I saw they'd settled the lawsuit and settled this deal, I didn't. First thing popped in my mind, I wonder how much money he got. No.
That's the first thing that popped in my mind. $1 million?
Sure.
South of $1 million, north of $1 million?
I have no idea and couldn't care less.
I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie.
That is not a lie.
Ed Orgeron also
worried about my cake. Can I get some more?
Ed Orgeron said that he wished he was at LSU when he was at Ole Miss.
Right. Only thing he missed or remember or recalls is the chicken on a stick.
Yeah.
At an Exxon gas station there in Oxford.
I hope it's fried chicken on a stick.
Yeah, of course. Grilled chicken.
Well, yeah, you do.
The South? Come on.
You can.
I bet business isn't booming.
Chicken on a stick at an Exxon.
Chicken on a stick. I want to try that.
Character. Chicken on a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The chicken on a stick at an Exxon.
This game is interesting. I know we'll get into the football games later in the week, but that one's pretty interesting.
How much? I want to know is now, how much money Houston Nut got.
Now, is that billboard material for Ole Miss?
What, chicken on a
no,
stick?
No, the fact that the whole time he was a coach at Ole Miss, he wanted to be elsewhere.
What? Do they even care about football anymore at Ole
Miss? Yeah, man, they won last week.
Good for them.
They beat somebody.
Exactly.
Oh, Vanderbilt. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Shea Patterson, they have a damn good quarterback. Just no defense, no running game. Even though they rushed for over 100.
And in a couple years, no program. So they're heading in the right direction.
You will be able to get chicken on a stick.
Yeah, that'll still be there. All right, coming up next, Salty Mike McCarthy. It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.